Welcome into the Falcons Week 1 game preview. I'm Kelsey Conway. He's Matt Tabeek, or otherwise known as The Beak. And we're here to get you set for Sunday's regular season opener. All right, Matt, let's get right to it. Atlanta's offense versus Chicago's defense. What do you see being the key there?
Atlanta's going to want to run the football. The Bears last year were 15th in overall defense, but they were 27th against the run. Their strength is their pass rush with Willie Young, and Akeem Hicks, and Leonard Floyd. Mm-hmm. Each had 7 sacks last year. We're going to see Steve Sarkisian's offense for the first time, and just keep this in mind. Everywhere he was a head coach, he's produced a 1,000-yard rusher, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a heavy dosage of Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman this weekend.
Wouldn't that be nice? All right, on the other side of the ball, Atlanta's defense versus Chicago's offense. We know that Mike Glennon's going to be the starter for the Bears. Right. What do you see being the key on that side of the ball?
They're going to want to run Jordan Howard, too. I mean, they're going to want to establish that dominance on the line of scrimmage, and what that does, too, is it keeps that Falcons' high-octane offense on the sideline. Howard, 1,300 yards last year, 6 TDs. Don't be surprised if they come out with double tight end sets just to kind of help him get the ground game going. And another tidbit, with you mentioned Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
He's played 4 times against the Falcons and had success. 72% passer completion, 6 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. So he's not going to be intimidated by that defense.
And defensive coordinator Marquand Manuel did say that he's faced Glennon a couple times, and he's a really precise quarterback. All right, so let's get to the X factors.
Okay.
Who are you going with?
It'd be easy to pick Jordan Howard or even Leonard Floyd because he's just a dynamic pass rusher, but I'm going to go with Pernell McPhee. We don't know if he's definitely going to play, but if he does, it's going to be a huge boost for them. He brings a nastiness and an attitude to that defense, and John Fox said he's in the best shape that he's seen him in, so that's a guy I'm going to watch. How about you?
I'm going to go with the Falcon, and I'm going with Tevin Coleman, and here's why. You just talked about how Atlanta's offense is going to run the ball, or so you think. What's the best way to negate a dominant pass rush? Keep them on their heels. Who better to do that than one of the most explosive players on the field in Tevin Coleman? We saw all through the preseason and training camp them getting Tevin Coleman in space, letting him run. So I think Tevin Coleman is going to have a big game, and I think it's going to have a lot to do with the Falcons' offensive success.
It's a good choice, yeah.
All right, that's it for Matt and I today here on your game preview. Falcons, Bears, it's on. Check back at AtlantaFalcons.com through the week. We got you covered for Sunday's game.